我们生活上啊，每一个情节，每一个环境啊，事实上都是神所安排的。
And so everything that happens in our life is actually arranged by God.
啊，也是一个考验。
It is also a test.
所以在诗篇那里说啊，就神的话，那要试验约瑟。
And so in the book of Psalms, it tells us the word of God tested Joseph.
那神的话，当然我们知道是要勉励人啊，给人鼓励啊，安慰人啊。
And so the words of God will encourage and comfort us.
那怎么神的话会考验约瑟？
But how come the words of God tested Joseph?
因为神的话告诉约瑟说，他以后啊可能会很有成就。
Because the words of God told Joseph that in the future he will be accomplished.
因为他的兄弟啊都要向他下拜啊。
And his brothers will kneel down to him.
连他的妈妈都要向他下拜。
Even his mother will kneel down to him.
当然约瑟那个时候做这个梦也知道是什么意思啊。
So when Joseph had that dream, he knew what it meant.
所以他的哥哥们呢，越是嫉妒他。
And so his brothers were very envious of him.
那他知道自己以后会成功啊。
Because he knew in the future he would be very accomplished.
那当然不知道要成功到怎么样一个地步。
But of course he does not know to what extent.
但这个时间一直过去了。
And as time passes,
他不但没有成功。
He was not successful.
他反而遭受很多的苦难。
But rather, he encountered many tribulations.
说神的话，神的答应，神的应许在哪里呀？
And where is the promise of God?
说神的话在考验着他。
And the words of God is testing him.
所以他的每一个情节，每一个生活的环境。
So in his environment and his life.
那都是神的考验。
It is all the test from God.
我们今天的信徒也是一样。
And today, likewise.
你碰到一个开车碰到红灯。
And when you're driving, you see the red light.
可能第一个红灯无所谓，你就盼望着第二个不要再红灯了，可能绿灯。
And so the first red light, you think to yourself, it's okay. But the second traffic light, you want it to be green.
但是假如第二个在红灯。
But if the second one is still red.
可能还可以忍受啊。
Perhaps you can still endure.
第三个又是红灯。
But if the third one is still red.
可能心里就会着急啊，就会有点抱怨啊。
You will be worried and you will start to complain.
第四个又是红灯。
And of the four intersection, again, a red light.
那可能就要受不了了。
Then you will not be able to take it.
有时候就会发脾气啊。
And you will be angry.
啊，对车内的人发脾气。
And you will be angry at the people in your car.
所以神的话就在考验着我们。
And so the word of God is testing us.
啊，每一个情境，我们所遭遇的每一个环境啊，都是在考验着我们。
In every situation and in our environment.
那其实啊，我们走过去的话，就可以发现神的恩典。
But after you walk past it, you can see the grace of God.
比如说我昨天所谈的啊，我去年七月份所碰到的事情。
For example, the incident I mentioned in last July.
那后来感谢主啊，在宾州大学的医生啊宣布说，哎，您这个不是癌症啊，这个不是肿瘤。
But thank God, in the end, the doctors in Philadelphia told me it is not cancer, it is not a tumor.
可是走过死荫幽谷啊。
But after you walk through the valley of death,
但是呢，后来还是神帮助我们能够得胜啊。
And thank God, by the power of God, we can overcome.
那我说搭错飞机啊。
And so if you board a wrong flight,
那虽然是当时啊觉得很不可思议啊。
Yeah, even though at that time I felt it is impossible.
啊，觉得，哎呀，怎么会这样子？因为星期五晚上啊，说好是要去迈阿密啊那边的聚会点呢、啊、领会。
Because on Friday night I've already told them I'll be in Miami to lead the sermon.
啊，结果不能去那边领会啊。
But then I could not make it.
不过感谢主啊。
But thank God.
啊，那个柜台人员就安排啊旅馆，甚至于安排这个计程车啊，坐计程车去旅馆啊，都是免费的。
That the airport arranged for me to take a taxi for free to the hotel.
啊，那我享受免费的早餐呢。
And I can even enjoy a free breakfast.
那隔天呢，再帮我安排大飞机啊，坐回迈阿密。
And the next day, they arranged my flight to Miami.
所以每一个情节啊，一定会充满神的恩典。
So every situation is full of the grace of God.
所以我们走过这条死荫的幽谷的时候，我们就是要期盼着啊。灯光一定会亮啊，前面就是很光明的。
So when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we are looking forward to the light.
啊，虽然这条死荫的幽谷是很长。
Even though this journey through the valley of the shadow of death is very long.
但是它会有结束一天。
But one day it will end.
所以当我们走过死荫的幽谷以后，就是得胜。
So after we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we become victorious.
这个电视节目啊，有一个节目啊，这个名称我是忘记啊。
And there's a TV show.
但是呢，它这个内容啊，就是说啊，有两个人啊，这个一男一女啊，然后这个节目的制作人把他们放在深山里头。
So the content of the show is there's a man and a woman and they were placed in deep mountains.
啊，他们身上没有带着什么食物啊。
And they have no food with them.
啊，没有被单。
And they have no
没有睡袋
blanket sleeping bag.
就是两把刀。
They only have two knives.
然后呢，就告诉他们这个目的啊，说你们从这个地方要自己走路，要走到什么地方去。
And the producer told them the destination they need to walk to.
啊，这个过程啊，要经过河流，要经过很复杂的地形。
And so the process they need to walk through very complicated terrains.
啊，他们身上也没有带什么多的衣服啊。
And they have no extra clothing.
所以他们就是要凭着他们的意志力。凭着他们勇气
So through their courage and determination
啊，走过这段路程
They need to walk through this journey
那当他们通过以后
And after they finish their journey
能够很安全的到达预定地
And they safely arrive their destination
哇，那就是成功了，他们就能够得到奖赏
And they are successful and they can have their reward
所以诗篇的二十三篇的第五节也是一样
And Psalms 23 verse 5 is the same.
我们请看诗篇二十三篇第五节。
Now let's turn to Psalms 23 verse 5.
诗篇二十三篇第五节。
Psalms 23 verse 5.
在我敌人面前啊，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏的我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
So, 第四节啊，走过死荫的幽谷，已经走过去了。
And so, verse 4, you already walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
现在就是得胜了。
Now you're victorious.
所以在敌人的面前啊，摆设宴席，就是好像一个庆功宴呢。
And so, to prepare a table before my enemies, it is like a feast of victory.
啊，这个是完全的胜利。
And this is a complete victory.
好像主耶稣啊，他完全胜利啊，把敌人呢压在他的脚下，踩在他的脚下。
Lord Jesus have overcome and have stumbled his enemy behind below his feet.
那用油膏的我的头
，and anoint my head with oil.
就是论功行赏啊。
Means that you have received your reward.
那接受膏油的人啊，就叫福杯啊。
And if you have been anointed with oil, then you will have a cup.
所以这一节就是表示完全的胜利。
And so this verse tells us that it's completely victorious.
所以因为我们有基督耶稣啊，他带领我们走过这条死荫的幽谷。
Because we have Lord Jesus, he took us through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以保罗他也有这种感觉啊。
And Paul also have this type of experience.
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在主在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And God always leads us in triumph in Christ.
因为是夸胜，所以能够在敌人的面前呢摆设宴席啊。
And because you are triumphant, so you can have a feast in front of your enemies.
而且向敌人夸胜。
And so you are showing them that you have overcome them.
好像当时伊丽莎哈。
And just like Elisha.
而且亚伦呢，你要找他麻烦呢，要抓他。
And when the Aramite want to capture him.
祷告神啊，就是那些军队啊，这个眼睛模糊。
He prayed to God, and God allowed the enemy's eyes to be blurred.
伊丽莎就率领啊，带他们到一个地方啊。
And Elisha took them to a place.
啊，在那里为他们摆设宴席。
And over there, he held a feast for them.
那伊丽莎是完全的得胜啊。
Because Elisha was completely
triumphant. 因为那些敌人都眼睛都看不见了。
Because their enemies were blind.
乖乖的跟着伊丽莎走。
And so they just follow Elisha.
在敌人面前的摆设宴席。
And in front of the enemy, they held a feast.
啊，这是神啊，率领我们。
And so God is leading us.
啊，神他带领我们走过这条路。
He's guiding us to walk through this path.
因为他已经走过了。
Because he have already walked through it.
所以他知道这条路是怎么样子的路啊。
So he know what kind of path it is.
啊，只不过就在世界上的时候，当然了，经常遭遇啊一些患难。
And of course, when we're in this world, we will face with challenges and calamities.
所以这里说，我们在基督里跨胜。
So here says we are triumphant in Christ.
啊，这是一个完全的得胜。
And this is a complete victory.
那这个患难啊，根据保罗的说法，它是我们人生的一部分。
And according to Paul, tribulation is a part of our life.
也是恩典的一部分呢。
It is also a part of grace.
啊，请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书五章的第一节
5:1
我们因信称义、啊、就借着我们的主耶稣基督、啊、得与神和好第二节
2.
我们要借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中、啊、并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀、啊、所以到这里的为止、啊、我们知道恩典都是好的、啊、
So here we know that all the grace is good、
啊、能够看到神的荣耀这是神的恩典
It is a grace of God that you can see His glory.
啊，是值得让人家欢喜的。
It is something that you can rejoice of.
啊，可是呢，第三节再继续说。
In verse 3.
啊，不但如此呢。
And not only that.
说神的恩典呢，是好像对我们来讲是有个正面的。
And so there are the positive grace.
啊，大家都很喜欢领受。
That all of us like to receive.
嗯，在属灵在属物质上啊，都是一样。
And whether spiritual or material.
好，第三节说啊，不但如此啊，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations.
哎，神的恩典呢，能够让我们欢喜。
So the grace of God can make us rejoice.
那神的恩典是带有荣耀的。
And the grace of God is glorious.
可是它还包括着患难。
But also encompasses tribulation.
所以患难就是神的恩典的一部分。
And tribulation is part of God's grace.
所以我们信耶稣以后
，And after we believe in Jesus,
我们有个丰盛的生命。
We have an abundant life.
我们不要期盼说啊，我这条路啊会很丰顺，一帆风顺。
But you should not think that your life will be smooth sailing.
因为主耶稣会保守我们。
Because God will keep us.
会赐福气给我们。
And He will bless us.
对，但是呢，这个患难是其中的一部分。
It is true, but tribulation is a part of it.
当然，我们不喜欢碰到患难。
And of course, we do not like to have any tribulation.
但是我们了解，患难是带着恩典的。
But we need to understand tribulation comes with grace.
那为什么会有患难
？And why is there tribulation?
好，再继续看啊。因为知道患难生忍耐啊，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。那第五节
，Five，
那盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱加灌在我们的心里头。这患难就是要忍耐啊。
And tribulation produces perseverance.
那忍耐啊，就是一种属灵的品格。
And perseverance is a spiritual character.
所以雅各书那边也说啊，我们遭遇各种的诸般的考验哈、啊，患难就是要喜乐。
In the book of James tells us, through all kinds of tribulation, we need to produce joy.
那患难跟喜乐怎么能够摆在一起
？So how can you place tribulation and joy side by side?
啊，要经过忍耐的功夫啊，才能够把患难变成喜乐啊。
And through perseverance, you can change tribulation into joy.
所以圣经说啊，忍耐也当成功。
And so the Bible tells us, if you persevere, you will succeed.
因此，我们以后能不能得救？
So whether or not we can be safe in the future,
这个关键呢在于能不能忍耐。
The key is whether or not you can persevere.
所以圣经说，忍耐到底的必然得救。
So the Bible tells us those who persevere till the end will be saved.
那启示录也是这样说了。
And this is what the book of Revelation says.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十三章第十节。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 10.
十三章第十节。
Chapter 13 verse 10.
如锐人啊，如锐人的必备如锐，用刀杀人的必备刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。啊，当然这段圣经我们可能不是很明了，但是我们只记住最后的这一句话说：圣徒的忍耐和信心呢，就是在此。And
so we can just focus on the second part. Here is the patience and the faith of these saints.
啊，就是我们会遭受很多各种不同的考验、患难。
So we were going through all kinds of trials and tribulation.
能够得胜，圣徒就能够得胜的话，最主要的关键在忍耐和信心。And
to be able to triumph over those, the most important is to be patient and to have faith.
再来看启示录十四章的十二节。Let's
look at Revelation 14 verse 12. 14:12.
那圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是所神诫命和耶稣真道的。 所以在患难、在逼迫的时候，在考验的时候，能不能得胜，最主要就是看看忍耐有没有。
So when you are tested in tribulation and trials, what is important is if you have patience or faith.
所以最主要关键的，能不能得救，就是在乎忍耐。
So the key to whether or not you can be saved is if you have patience or perseverance.
但忍耐是一个属灵的品格。
And patience is a spiritual virtue.
现在学校已经不教忍耐了。And
in school, they do not teach you how to have patience.
学生他们也不谈忍耐了的。And
the students, they do not talk about this.
社会上也不谈了的。And
the society, they don't talk about this.
都是一个快速的时代。And
this society is very fast-paced.
越快越好了。And
the faster you are, the better.
以前古老的方法，现在不管用的。And
these are old-fashioned methods.
以前要熬那个中药就是慢慢熬的，慢慢滚汤也是慢慢滚汤熬汤，那个汤才会很甜。And
in the past, when you want to boil Chinese medicine or soup, you need to stew them for a long time.
比如说有人在做那个梅干扣肉，那个也是要很久时间去炖去熬。Well,
if you are making pork, you need to spend a long time and cook it slowly.
那个滋味才会跑出来的。And
then it will have a good aroma.
但是现在就是越快越好啊，快速锅。But
now the faster the better.
没有时间等那么久。Because
you have no time to wait.
年轻人也是一样啊，年轻人在谈恋爱也是没有时间等那么久了。And
just like the youth, they don't have spend a lot of time in a relationship.
所以忍耐啊。 对现在的人来说是一个很大的考验。So
patience for the people today is a great trial.
那忍哈，这个忍耐，这个忍呢是 endurance 啊，忍是压抑的意思，压抑啊，把它压下来。And
endurance is to suppress.
那忍呢，就是一把刀啊，放在这个心上啊，一把刀放在心上。And
the Chinese character for endurance is to put a knife on your heart.
啊，因为。 哇，一把刀在心上，说那个心就不敢乱动啊。Because
you place a sword on your heart, so your heart will not move.
因为你一动的话，就被刀割伤了、刺伤了。And
if you move, then you will be stabbed.
所以就不敢乱动。And
so they will not dare to move.
你再怎么样也要忍耐，因为你乱动的话就会受伤。And
so whatever you do, you have to endure, so you don't get hurt.
你就必须要压抑自己的情绪。
And you need to suppress your emotions.
那就不会随便乱生气啊。And
so you will not be easily angered.
忍啊，那耐啊是 patience， 就是持久的意思。And
patience is long lasting.
所以忍呢是精神态度的考验。And
so to endure is a test on your spirit.
那耐是时间空间的考验。
And patience is a test from time and space.
忍耐就是把我们的感情按住下来，不表现出来。And
to endure and to have patience is to suppress your emotion.
所以忍耐在这个日文的意思啊，很特别的，是我慢，我慢慢来，不要急，慢慢来。This
word in Japanese is very special. It is saying you need to do it slowly.
那慢的话，我们说啊，慢还不简单，慢慢走。 不要急，这个我都会啊。And
you might think, to do things slowly is easy. I can walk slowly.
我去巴结圣保罗教会的时候。And
when I went to
圣保罗教会，圣保罗。
And St. Paul Church.
啊，那里有位老弟兄啊，大概70岁左右。
And there's an elderly brother that's around 70 years old.
啊，他经常走到教会来啊，邀请我啊一起跟他出去散步。
He often walked to church and he would invite me to take a stroll.
啊，这位老弟兄啊，他因为70几岁，他走路比较慢啊。
And because he is 70 years old, so he walked very slow.
啊，第一次跟他走的时候，哇，我这里走路很快呀，哇，我这个因为还年轻啊，这个好像飞腿一样，哦。走很快。
And so the first time I walked with him, I walked really fast because I was still young.
啊，我一回头，哎，啊，他落很远的地方啊。
And when I turned around, I realized he's very far behind.
啊，我觉得很不好意思啊，他是邀请我走路，怎么我把他放在后面
？And so I thought he invited to walk with me, yet I have let him there by himself.
但是因为我年轻啊，所以我走快很舒服啊。
And because I was young, so it is nicer for me to walk faster.
啊，那我就等他。
And so I waited for him.
我就等他，陪他一起走啊。
I waited so I can walk with him.
哇，一步要走很慢，很难过啊。
And I felt it is very difficult for me to walk slow.
我就恨不得赶快用跑的。
I just wanted to run.
但是在那个时候就是很慢。
But at that time I need to be slow.
所以说日文的意思是我慢，真的是需要忍耐的功夫啊。
And so the Japanese character for endurance is to be slow.
啊，所以有的人呢，那个慢不下来的。
Some people cannot slow down their pace.
啊，尤其是这个姐妹们呢，因为家庭的事情太多，做不完，所以动作都是很快的。
And some sisters, because they have so much chores, so they are very fast-paced.
啊，不但动作快，还要这个 multitask 啊，就是要多功能，那一边煮饭，一边切菜，一边做什么，或还要洗衣服。
And not only are they fast, they need to multitask. They need to cook and do the laundry at the same time.
要训练快速。
So they are very fast.
所以慢下来啊，这个生活步调要慢下来是不简单的一件事情。
When you tell them to slow down their pace, it is something that's not easy.
但忍耐啊，就是忍受痛苦与苦难的一种能力。
But to have endurance and patience is to endure difficulties.
那以生物学来说啊，就是指的这个生物哈、啊，对抗污染物的一种能力，对抗污染物的能力。
And from biological point of view, is for organism to have immunity.
所以忍耐这是一种能力啊。
And so to endure is an ability.
那这个必须要操练。
That you need to train yourself.
我们操练以后啊，能够走过这条漫长的这个死因的幽谷啊。
And after you train yourself, then you can walk this journey and the valley of shadow of death.
啊，虽然我们知道它是恩典的一部分，它是生活的一部分。
Even though you know this is part of grace and part of life.
它是人生的一部分。
It is also part of your life.
这些道理啊，大家都知道。
And everyone knows this teaching.
但是关键的就是能不能够忍耐。
But the key is whether or not you can endure and have patience.
说忍耐就是长时间的控制我们的怒气。
And to endure and have patience is to suppress your anger.
那长时间呢，忍受艰难。
And to endure difficulties for a long period of time.
那长时间呢，等待真理公义的得胜。
And to wait for the righteous glory after a long period of time.
那不忍耐呢，就是短呢。
And if you do not endure to have patience, it is short term.
就是急性子啊。
You are very anxious.
那耐力短啊，缺乏等候真理。
And you are short tempered. You do not wait for the truth.
啊，缺乏等候公义的来临。
And you do not wait for the righteousness.
啊，不能够持续培育这种品格啊，来荣耀神。
And you cannot cultivate this virtue to glorify God.
所以忍耐啊，对我们基督徒来讲是很重要的。
So endurance and patience is very important to Christians.
那圣经对忍耐的定义是什么呢？
And what does the Bible say about endurance and patience?
圣经也有很多次谈到这个忍耐的。
There are many places that mention this.
那最有系统的、最有系统在谈忍耐呢，就是雅各书了。
And the most systematic book is in James.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们忍耐要谈那么多，就是因为忍耐啊，就是得胜的一个关键。
And we are talking so much about endurance and patience because this is a key.
雅各书第五章第七节。
James chapter 5 verse 7.
弟兄们，你们要忍耐，只等到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产， 只等到得了秋雨春雨第八节你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心因为主来的日子临近的、第九节那弟兄们、我们算算看到几个忍耐了、第九节那弟兄们你们不要彼此埋怨免得受审判看啊审判的主站在门前的第十节那弟兄们你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样十一节那先前忍耐的人我们称他们是有福的你们听见过约伯的忍耐也知道主给他的结局明显是明显主是满心怜悯带有慈悲的我这边专门在论这个忍耐。
Here is talking about patience and endurance.
那这里总共六个忍耐啊。
And mentioned six times patient.
那这个忍耐就分为三组啊，三个不同程度的忍耐。
And there are three different stages.
那第一个是农夫的忍耐。
And first is a farmer's patient.
那当然，农夫就是种田啊，耕地啊。
And so a farmer will plant.
好像他们在插秧。
And so they will plant seeds.
那插秧以后，他们就浇水啊。
And after they planted, they water.
那浇水以后，就要等到它成长。
And then they wait for it to sprout and grow.
那他们可能必须要等一个月、两个月、三个月不等啊。
And they need to wait for two or three months.
在等待的期间呢，他们知道必须要等待啊。
And so during this time, they need to wait.
啊，他们不能急啊，急也没用啊。
They cannot be anxious.
他们不能说啊，赶快长大，干脆把它拔高一点，拔高一点，它会死掉的。
They cannot force it to grow faster by plucking it; it will die.
所以不能急的。
So they need to have patience.
那农夫们他为什么能够忍耐？因为他知道等以后会有收获啊。
So how can the farmer have patience? Because they know if they wait, they will have a harvest.
那过了几个月以后就会有收获。
After a few months, they will harvest.
所以他是对事情的忍耐，因为他背后有个盼望。
And so they have patience in this matter because they have a hope.
像我们这个妈妈哈，我们父母亲在养孩子，那个 baby 哇，有时候晚上会哭啊，还要喝牛奶，还要帮他换尿布，很辛苦。
And just like parents when they are feeding their infants, they will cry at night.
有时候晚上生病的话，要帮他，帮他送到医院里头去的。
And if they are sick, they need to take them to the hospital at night.
那父母就是再怎么想睡觉，哇，很累的，但是还是要起来跟他扶住他，帮他换尿布，帮他泡牛奶。
And no matter how tired you are, you need to get up and feed them milk and change their diapers.
但是父母亲都会忍耐啊。
And the parents, they will have patience and endure.
为什么会忍耐
？And why?
因为他期待着孩子的成长啊。
Because they hope to see their child grow,
而且是健康的成长
and to grow up healthy.
那以后他长大以后，他会自己独立啊。
And when they grow up, they can be independent.
啊，要读书读大学，会在找事啊，成家立业。
And they will grow and study, go to college, have a career, and have their own family.
那这个就是父母亲的一种期待。
And this is the hope from the parents.
所以，盼望的啊，这个忍耐的背后就是有个盼望。
So behind their perseverance, and there is a hope.
这个是对事情的忍耐。
And this is to have patience to a matter.
那我们上班有些时候也是一样啊，我们很辛苦工作啊。
And likewise, when we're working, we work very hard.
那上班的事情本身就是就是事情，不是对人，是对事情。
And so you are focusing on the matter.
那有些时候啊，这个工作实在是很难哈，因为你要理出一个头绪哈，哎呀。这个刚接这个工作也不晓得从哪里开始、啊。
And sometimes it is difficult when you are working because you need to figure out what's going on.
啊，你会忍耐。
I mean, you will have patience.
因为你希望能够把事情做好啊。
Because you want to do your job right.
啊，能够得到老板的赏识。
And you want to receive praises from your boss.
啊，至少职位能够保住啊。
And you want to keep your position.
啊，不要说加薪水啊，至少职位能够保住。
Not saying you want a raise, but you want to keep your position.
所以忍耐就是背后有个盼望。
So behind your endurance, you have a hope.
那第二种啊。
And the second type.
第二种忍耐就是先知的忍耐。
And the second type is you know beforehand.
你看，你们弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判啊！看呐、啊。审判的主站在门前的啊， 然后就说，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知啊，当作能受苦忍耐的榜样。说这里先说啊，不要彼此埋怨。
He tells us in verse 9, do not grumble against one another.
埋怨当然是不好。
And it is not good to grumble.
把这个怨气啊埋起来。
And you should bury your complaints.
啊，有些时候我们说抱怨，把这个怨气啊抱住。
And you will hold back your complaints.
说不管是把它埋起来还是抱住，这个都是不好。那抱住的话更不好。这个抱住跟这个怨气啊，是让人啊心里不好受的。
Whether you bury them or you hold them back, they are bad for you.
因为有怨气的话，这个人的心里就会不平衡啊。
Because if you have grumbling, then you do not feel, you feel that it is unfair.
那么连带我们这个头脑啊，这个什么内分泌啊，会不平衡。
And your brain will not feel balanced.
所以现在的科学家啊，他们在研究哈、啊。人的头脑跟他情绪的关系，跟他快不快乐的关系。
So now the scientists they are researching on, whether or not a person is happy or not.
那发现了88%的人啊，这个左脑啊大于右脑。
And so, 88% of people's left brain is bigger than the right brain.
那才3%的人啊，这个左右脑都平衡了，都一样大。
And only 3% have a balanced left and right brain.
那这3%的人，这些一样大的人啊，他们都是很 nice 啊，心平气和，很容易满足。
These 3% they are very nice people. They are very calm.
所以他们都有很好的婚姻，有很好的家庭。
And they have very good marriage and family.
因为他们没有埋怨呐。
Because they do not complain.
那他们为什么没有埋怨？
Why do they not grumble?
当然，每一个人都有个性啊。
Everyone have their own character.
大家都是人呐、啊，都有缺点跟优点的。
And everyone's a human. We all have our merits and weakness.
但是那些人呢、啊？为什么他们能够啊有很美满的家庭
？But how can those people have a wonderful family?
就是他们能够忍耐啊。
Because they can endure.
他们没有埋怨，也没有抱怨。
And they do not grumble or have complaints.
那埋怨抱怨，你最基本的原因呢、啊，就是没有一个怜悯的心肠。
And the reason you complain or grumble is because you do not have a merciful heart.
啊，有个基督徒的作者、啊、他写文章啊。
And there's a Christian author that writes.
他这样说，他说有一次啊，他到一个超级商店啊，在卖这个。香蕉啊
！And he said once he went to a supermarket to buy bananas.
那就是要排队啊。
So he was in a line.
哇，那个收银员哦，那动作很慢。
And the cashier is very slow.
啊，有时候就弄错。
And the cashier will make mistakes.
啊，这个排队排得很长啊。
And so the line was very long.
啊，他弄错的时候啊，他就是要请经理啊，再来啊，什么有个钥匙啊，怎么改正？
When the cashier make a mistake, she need to ask the manager to change it.
就后边呢排得很长。
And so the line was very long.
啊，这个收银员这个太太啊，这个脸色又不好看。
And this lady at the cashier, her face is very down.
然后这个客人啊，在抱怨一大堆啊。
And the customers they have all kinds of complaints.
啊，有人骂她。
And some people scolded at her.
啊、这个作者啊说，他站在那里等啊，等到这个香蕉本来是绿的，都要快变成黄的。
And the author say his banana was green, it was about to turn yellow because he waited so long.
意思说等了很久了。
And so he waited so long.
啊，后来就等到他了。
And then it was his turn.
他说：“哎呀，那干脆我问他看看啊，你到底是什么事情？”他就问他说。有什么事呢？我可以帮你祷告。
And then he asked, "Is there anything that I can pray for you about?"
哇，那个人一这样一讲啊。
And so when the author said this,
那个收银员的太太，她眼泪就掉下来。
The cashier lady started to shed tears.
她说：“哇，这个早上凌晨啊，她的小孩子啊，送到医院去了、啊，这个紧急啊。”
And she said that in the morning, her child was sent to the ER.
啊，现在情形不晓怎么样，他就不能够请假。老板说啊，这个没有人啊，实在是没有人，你还是要来上班呐、啊。
And she could not get a day off work because there's no one here. She had to come to work.
所以她现在心里很着急啊。
So in her house, she's very anxious.
她还不能够专心做事。
And she cannot focus on her job.
哇，大家听到这个她的情形以后。
And when everyone heard her situation,
那就不会再责备她。
And none of them start to rebuke her anymore.
啊，甚至于还有一个先生呢。
And there's even one man.
他主动说啊，没关系啊，我这个有一个朋友在里头当，在那个医院里头当医生。
He even told her, I have a friend who is a doctor in the hospital.
我赶快马上打电话给他，请他到这个紧急室里面啊，去看你的儿子。
I will call him up and tell him to go check on your son.
因为大家了解他的情形，就能够容忍他。
Because people understand her situation, so they can be patient towards her.
所以对人的忍耐就是有一个恩慈的心，有个怜悯的心肠。
So if you have a merciful heart, then you can have patience to others.
啊，有时候抱怨啊、埋怨，就是因为以自己的角度啊、以自己的眼光去看别人。
And when you complain or grumble, you are looking at the matter from your own point of view.
有个太太啊，她搬家，就搬到一个社区。
And there is a woman who moved to a suburb.
那他在家里面啊，这个厨房啊，经常看他隔壁邻居啊洗衣服，然后把衣服啊这个挂在外面晾干。
And she will see her neighbor doing her laundry and hanging it outside to dry.
他就告诉他先生，哇，那个太太怎么都不会洗衣服，衣服啊都脏脏的，洗不干净。
And then the woman will tell her husband, The woman next door does not know how to do laundry. The clothes are still dirty.
那第二天再看。
And the second day she looked
again. 还是一样，那个太太还是不会洗衣服啊，衣服还是一点一点都洗不干净。
And the woman is still doing the same thing. The clothes are not washed clean.
那第三天还是一样。
And the third day, the same thing.
哇，这个太太几乎快要受不了，说啊，就是我要去帮她洗衣服了。
So this woman couldn't stand it. She said she wanted to help her wash her laundry.
后来第四天呢？
The fourth day.
哇，这个洗得很干净。他这个太太去看，哇，今天洗得很干净的，没有斑点。
The laundry was very washed very clean. There's no spots.
他先生就告诉他。
And so the husband said to the wife.
太太，我今天早上特别把我们家的窗户啊擦得很亮，擦得很干净。
He said, this morning I cleaned our window.
说以前他看人家不干净，是因为他家自己的窗户啊不干净啊。
So before you see that her laundry are unclean, it's because your window is unclean.
所以他说以自己的立场、以自己的看法去看别人。
So if you look at a matter from your own perspective,
那这个会产生抱怨、埋怨呢。
Then you will start to grumble.
那我们要怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
就要学这个先知有忍耐的精神。
We need to learn from this prophet to have endurance.
所以先知人呢，因为他们有任务啊，神交给的他们任务就是要去传警告。
And the prophet's duty is to preach warnings.
那当然有些时候没有人要听啊。
And of course, no one will heed their warnings.
甚至于还要遭受侮辱。
And they will even be put to shame.
但是先知还是能够忍耐。
But the prophets can still endure.
比如说这个以西结先知啊。
For example, prophet Ezekiel.
神告诉他什么？你要向左侧卧390天，你要向右怎么样侧卧睡觉几天？哇，你看，同样一个姿势要睡390天，哇，这个很难。
And God tell him you need to sleep on one side for 390 days. This is very difficult.
但是神要用这个啊来事情啊来做个。语言动作的象征，告诉以色列百姓。
But God is using this action to prophesy to the people of Israel.
所以他必须要忍耐。
So he need to endure.
因为他这个目标就是要让百姓能够回头归向神呢。
Because his goal is for the people to turn back to God.
他们也是知道他的主人是谁啊。
And they knew who the master is.
因为他是奉主名说话的。
Because he speaks on behalf of God.
那另外一个，他也知道他所要传警告的对象是谁。
And the other is they know who they need to preach to.
那他经过对人有恩慈啊，因为那些以色列百姓很可怜。
And so he can have mercy on them because the Israelites are pitiful.
那他们离开神。
And they have gone away from God.
所以就对人啊有一个恩慈的心，就能够忍耐。
So if you have a merciful heart on others, then you can endure.
了解他们的苦处啊，难处。
If you understand their difficulties, then you can have patience.
那第三种的忍耐。
And the third type.、
我不知道是为了什么，这个很难啊。第三种忍耐很难。
The third type is very difficult.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，带有慈悲的哈。那约伯忍耐就是他不知道为什么事情会发生啊一些苦难。
And the perseverance of Job is that he did not know why these things happen.
也不是什么事情，也不是什么人哈，他看不清楚，他不知道为什么原因。
And the reason is unknown.
因为他自己也是很按照步骤来呀、啊，他每天都献祭呀。
And because Job is a good person, he makes offerings every day.
啊，他也没有什么敌人啊，因为他经常都是帮助别人的。
And he have no enemies. He always help others.
所以。他可以说、啊、不知道是为什么原因、啊、你看他的儿子、啊、全部死了，他的财产、啊、全部被抢光了，房子也倒塌了，他变成一无所有了。
So his reasons were unknown, and one day all his children were killed, and his possessions were taken away, and he have no longer have a house.
那自己还生病。
And he became ill.
他太太说、啊、你这种神、啊、你还在拜他、啊。
And his wife even told him, you should not worship this kind of God.
约伯不知道为什么自己会遭遇到这种苦难。
And Job does not know why he was faced with these kind of calamities.
所以是没有原因的苦难啊。
And these difficulties, tribulation are without reason.
好像我们有些时候可能也查不出来，我们为什么会遭遇到车祸啊？为什么遭遇到麻烦啊？你自己也查不出来啊。
And so sometimes you don't know why you have a car accident or you are in this tribulation.
有些人碰到车祸还是因为要去做圣工，要去访问，要去家庭聚会，要去教会聚会的时候发生车祸的。
Some people even have a car accident on their way to church or when they are going to do a divine work.
也不是要去看电影发生车祸的。
It's not because they are going to watch a movie and they got into a car accident.
也不是要去赌场而发生车祸的。
And it is not because they are driving to gamble.
是要去聚会啦。
They are driving to attend services.
要去访问啦。
Or to visit believers.
这到底是为什么原因？
So what is the reason behind that?
问传道啊。
They will ask the preacher.
传道说我也不知道啦。
And the preacher will say, I do not know.
要问谁？
Who can you ask?
不用问啦。
You do not need to ask.
约伯忍耐。
And just like Job, he endured.
只好再继续坚守你对神的立场，对神的忠心，对神的信心。
And he still keep his faithfulness to God.
只好不要离开呀、啊，不要离开神。
He did not depart from God.
再锁住你的岗位。
And he hold on to his place.
不要乱动啊，因为那个心啊，那边有刀啊，不要乱动。
And he did not move.
那只好这样子的。
And that is all he can do.
不然谁都没有答案呢、啊、
？Because no one can give him the answer.
我们看，连神都没有给他答案，神也没有给他答案呢、啊。
And even God did not give him an answer.
啊，只是说我还在这里呀、啊。
God just say I'm still here.
那约伯知道心满意足啊。
And Job was satisfied.
他听到神的声音。
Because he heard the voice of God.
哇，他就很高兴了、啊。
And he was very joyful.
那他也不会再问了、
啊。And he did not ask anymore.
这是约伯的忍耐。
And that is the perseverance of Job.
那他事后呢？哇，神一直祝福他。
And in the end, God blessed him abundantly.
再给他有十个孩子。
He gave him another 10 children.
而且是加倍的祝福啊，比他以前的财富啊更多。
And the blessing was greater. He had more possession than before.
所以现在回头过去看啊，真的是主是满心怜悯，带我慈悲的。
So now that he looked back, God is very compassionate and merciful.
可是当时在苦难当中啊，真是看不清楚啊。
But when he was in tribulation, he cannot see clearly.
因为是死荫的幽谷。
Because it is a valley of shadow of death.
所以只能够忍耐。
And he can only endure.
啊，继续坚守他的岗位。
And to hold on to his place.
啊，继续守着他的信心呢。
And to hold on to his faith.
所以要得胜的关键就是在乎有没有忍耐。
So the key to be triumphant is whether or not you can endure.
So 有些时候我们也可以看啊，我们所遭遇的事情需要的忍耐是属于哪一种。
So we can look at what kind of endurance we need to have.
啊，是农夫的忍耐呢
？Is it the endurance of a farmer?
先知的忍耐呢
？Or a prophet?
约伯的忍耐呢
？Or like Job?
农夫的忍耐就是对事情的忍耐。
The endurance of a farmer is towards an incident or a matter.
幕后有个盼望。
And there is a hope behind it.
所以我们也是有个盼望啊，盼望将来新天新地实现啊，盼望主的再来啊。
Also hope for the second coming of our Lord Jesus, the new heavens and earth.
盼望我们能够得到天国的福气。
We hope to receive the blessing of heaven.
那先知的忍耐就是对人有怜悯的心肠。
And the endurance of a prophet is to be merciful towards others.
对人的忍耐，因为他们要面对人啊。
And this is to endure against men.
那第三种的忍耐啊，实在是不知道是什么原因的。
And the third type is there is no reason.
那只能够再继续交托，再继续坚守自己的岗位。
You can only entrust on God.
那千万不能够离开呀。
And you cannot depart from God.
啊，这是约伯的忍耐。
And that is the endurance of Job.
啊，所以得胜啊，最主要关键在乎忍耐。
And to triumph, the key is in your perseverance.
那成功了，哇，神会帮我们举办一个庆功宴。
And if you are successful, God will hold a feast for you.
论功行赏啊。
And God will reward you accordingly.
让我们的福杯啊能够满溢。
So that our cup can overflow.
啊，再来默祷休息。
Then I say a silent prayer.